This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP off and rolling this Wednesday morning. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Phil's had a great end to their day. They won, you know, again, five in a row. They're on fire. They are on fire right now.
Jesus Luzardo,
that guy for sure. Bryce is picking it up. The Phillies are really playing some terrific baseball approaching Memorial Day. Look, we'll do a lot on the Phils today. We'll do a lot on the Eagles. It's tush push day. This is it. This is decision day for the NFL. We'll know in a couple hours the verdicts. We'll have debate day here, debate week at WIP. Some of it will be tush push related, and some on some other topics. We'll get to that. A lot on the Eagles yesterday, the press conferences, many that they had. Audio from that. We got Phillies tickets to give away, and certainly your phone calls at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Trains were invented before bicycles.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, that's pretty wild,
hard
man.
Hard to believe.
That's a wild one.
The first practical steam-powered railway locomotive,
yep,
called Blücher, was built by George Stephenson in 1814.
Wow.
The bicycle, the first bicycle, the Swift Walker, invented by Carl von Drees, was created in 1817.
That's stunning.
Swift Walker.
3 years. Yeah,
that,
Swift Walker.
That is that's very surprising.
I agree.
It
sounds like Joe. When he's running.
Write the nickname down.
There you go. All right, let's get to it here, guys. So we're going to do a lot on the Phils today. So obviously, they deserve a lot of praise. And if you want to comment on Lazard, look, if you missed the game last night, he dominated again. Didn't go that deep, you know, six innings, which is kind of his typical. But here's, I'll just give you one stat to know about Lazard that really sums up his excellence so far this year. He's made 10 starts. He has given up 2 runs or less in 9 of the 10 starts.
Haven't lost.
That's how you end up with a 1.95 ERA.
Right. So this guy deserves big praise, and obviously we will give it to him today, and you can as well at 215-592-9494. By the way, Mets lost yesterday, so with that Phils win, Phils are a game and a half up. You got to feel pretty good about where they're at right now. All right, let's get to the Eagles. Let's get to the tush push. So this is it. This is the day. So, you know, a bartender around 1:45 might say to you before 2 o'clock closing, last call. Guys, this is last call. Not to complain after the decision is rendered, but to make the argument, in your opinion, how it should be rendered. We're going to know in a few hours whether the tush push will go or will stay, at least for another season. John, I'm going to ask you, Devin, James, Rhea, everyone today at 215-592-9494. Try to give me, you know, as best you can, your succinct argument. Your succinct argument for why it should stay or why it should go. John Ritchie, first crack. Why should it stay? Why should it go? I know your answer is it should stay. Why?
Because it is a football play. It's a QB sneak that we will run with success, whether you can push Jalen's butt or not. You know, I would like to not have to worry about this being eliminated from the game because I know that we'll run the play with success and we'll go for it on our own 28-yard line when, you know,
no,
when it matters.
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with what?
I don't agree. With no tush push, I do not think the Eagles will go for it unless it's, you know, late in the fourth quarter from their own 28-yard line.
I agree with you,
line.
Joe.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it sounded like you said the other way around.
No, okay. This is a play that changes the way the game is called.
Yeah, correct. Right.
We will likely have to, you know, edit the way we look at things as a fan base and, you know, as an offense. It's okay. Before 2004, you know, like when this whole idea, I think the pushing was never a part of the game anyway, like offensively.
That's right.
And we did.
It was not allowed. It was not allowed until 20 years ago.
It just wasn't even a consideration.
No one thought to do it until about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So your main thing is it's to stay because it is a football play.
It's fine if it stays. It's fine if it goes.
Yep.
We will have success either way, but the difference will be in the way the game is called.
That is right.
We will be slightly less aggressive, which, you know, that's sort of disappointing to me. That's the one part that I wish were different.
It's going to hurt the Eagles.
I don't know that they have the votes. I don't know that this is the year that it happens.
Yeah, we don't know for sure.
I do think that's Roger Goodell and the rest of the owners. I do think that's their ultimate goal.
I agree with
that. I don't know that it happens. I don't have the feeling that it happens now. And if it does, I'm okay with it because, again, I do think we will still have plays that work.
Yep.
In goal line and short
yardage. All right, so I want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. What's your argument for why it should stay or go? If you want to, you know, come firing away at me, because you guys know how I feel, and I'll detail it in one moment, but if you want to fire away at me, you can, because I expect to get that today, and it is what it is. Look, I got three reasons why the tush push should be banned. And let me be very clear, disclaimer time, doesn't make me happy that it'll hurt the Eagles. Doesn't, obviously. Of course I want to see the Eagles win, and I want to see them have every advantage they can. And the tush push is an advantage. They have mastered it. No one else has. I think the argument that the Eagles are being targeted is a little overrated and overblown. I don't think the Eagles are being targeted. I think the play is being targeted. Here is three reasons why I believe the play should be banned. Number one, Bobo play. Not a football play. Rugby. Rugby. Rugby ratings aren't big in America. I just think it does not look like football. Number two, too predictable.
Hold on.
Okay.
I hear that argument all the time.
Yep, yep.
It's a play that's being run in a football game. I see crazy, like, swinging gate plays, mm-hmm. and I don't hear anyone complaining that doesn't look like a football play. When those plays happen and it doesn't look like a football play,
yep.
I like it. So your problem with plays that, quote, don't look like football plays mm-hmm. doesn't make any sense
Fair
to
enough.
Me.
Okay. Number two. This one, I think, doesn't get as much traction as it should in the discussion. Number two, and this is big for me, too predictable. So when I see Jalen Hurts in that squat motion getting ready to receive the snap, it is so overwhelmingly obvious that there's about a 95% chance the Eagles are going to run a quarterback
but
sneak.
But it's not. What if they throw it, Joe?
But
that's the whole beauty of this play.
Hold on. But
they don't have to hand it
John,
off.
John, but they rarely do.
Here's
but
my better question. Can I ask a better question?
Sure.
How is that any different from a QB sneak? If it's third and inches, fourth and inches, you know they're lining up for quarterback
no,
sneak.
No, you don't.
You do.
No,
though,
no,
Joe.
No,
to
no,
same,
you don't.
Almost the same percentage of touch pushes.
No, you don't.
Dude,
come on.
No, absolutely not relenting on that. Because when it's a regular quarterback sneak, you have three options. Quarterback sneak, hand off to the running back, pass the ball.
And you have those exact same options
every
in this
time.
Situation,
yeah, but,
too.
But here's the deal. When the quarterback is flanked by two players directly behind him, directly, when I say directly, meaning within about 2 feet, I feel pretty damn confident he's not actually about to hand the ball off to Dallas Goedert.
But we've seen him hand it off to someone else, and we've seen them end
around. But it's so rare. No, you're wrong.
We've seen it happen. They can.
That's why I said 95%. Did I say 100%? Did I say 100%?
They can do whatever they want.
And James, your argument's wrong.
They could potentially throw it every time they run out of that personnel grouping.
For all those Tom Brady quarterback sneaks, there were plenty of times he did. And the linebackers and safeties were not lined up nine in the box. They weren't to stop a Tom Brady quarterback sneak. They weren't. They weren't.
Yes, they were.
No, they
and
were not. No, they were
talking
not.
Talking inches, they were.
No,
man.
They were not.
You think they're back in nickel and dime looks when it's fourth
I
and
think
one?
It's third and one. There's
and
plenty of. I think on third
are
and one,
shoved up at
no,
the line of
nope,
scrimmage.
Nope.
I promise you.
Nope.
You've got goal line, Joe. I played fullback.
John, look up the percentage
goal line
of time.
Short
John,
yardage.
John.
We have a different
Here
group of plays in the regular field for goal line and short yardage.
That's where you run it. That's why you run it.
Totally disagree. Look, someone look up the percentage of times Tom Brady had a 3rd-and-1 or a 4th-and-1. What percentage of times was it a quarterback sneak? While he did it more than most quarterbacks, I guarantee it was a lot less of the Eagles sneak on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1. Predictability is number two.
What are you talking
number
about?
Three, it would be bad for the league and therefore bad for fans if it spreads. And I fear that it will, and I fear that it will through tight ends. No one's mastered it yet, but the quarterbacks, the coaches are going to be working on it. They're going to have their tight ends in training camp working on it. We saw teams late in the year trying to do that. Once they have more time to work on the technique and get a big burly guy back there, now I got a freaking tight end running a quarterback sneak. Bad for football. Bad for football.
Tight ends and quarterbacks are often
bad
the
for football.
Same size. You know that?
Well, listen, there's a lot in the running age that aren't the size of tight ends.
Okay, and
the guy in Carolina doesn't.
Are the, same
the guy
size
in Arizona doesn't look
these
like a tight end.
Quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts is more powerful than most tight ends. So really, what's the difference?
I don't think Lamar Jackson is more powerful than Mark Andrews.
How big is Josh Allen?
He's a big one.
How big are tight ends? Josh Allen is almost identical to a tight end
but
size.
But you're picking
what
one.
Does it matter if it's a tight end or a quarterback?
Do you think it matters if the quarterback sneak, known as the tush push, expands to tight ends? Do you think it matters?
No.
I do. I think it's bad for football.
Why?
I don't want to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers have their tight end take a snap.
Why?
I don't want to watch it. Because I think it's
like
bad for
three
football.
Plays a game.
Don't
what are
watch
you
it.
Talking about
I
bad
don't
for
want,
football?
I,
like, this
listen,
is nonsense.
James,
it's like
I don't watch it.
0.5% of an NFL game.
I don't want to watch punting.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's
you know what I don't want to watch? Classic quarterback
like
sneaks. They look basically the same. Like, this is so silly.
But this isn't a classic quarterback sneak.
No, I said, you know what I don't want to watch? I said, I don't want to watch classic quarterback sneaks. How about that?
All right,
because it
that?
Looks exactly the same. Like,
right.
This is nonsensical.
I don't like to watch throwing.
It's not a football play.
I like to watch throwing. And I like to watch when a quarterback sneak.
He's joking. We're messing with
you
buddy.
You know what the thing is about a quarterback sneak is, James? It's a sneak.
Oh, God.
Oh, stop it. Everybody knows they're doing it.
No,
oh God,
they
stop,
don't.
Dude,
if I have Saquon Barkley in the backfield, I might hand him the ball.
No.
But when I have Dallas Goedert lined up one half of an inch, a freaking fingernail away from Jalen. I know
him hand it off out of that.
Yeah, we've seen him pitch it. We've seen him throw it.
Very.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Very infrequently.
So
that's because stop the play and then you'll play off of
Listen,
it.
Listen, we have given you our positions.
Yours is dumb.
All right.
So dumb.
Where do you stand? 215. I'm not messing around today. I know I'm going to take all the barbs.
Neither are we, big dog.
I can tell. I'm well aware. 215-592-9494. Where are you at? Give me a succinct argument. Why it should stay? why it should go. And I know a lot of people don't like my arguments, but those are my honest arguments. That's my opinion. Tell me what you think. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. More in the Phils. Your chance to win Phillies tickets. We got a lot. We got a lot today. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, the best place to find all of your favorite player props. You know, right now, you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. If you want to see if a guy is hitting that over consistently, well, you can. Or maybe flirting with that triple-double. Well, you can check that out as well, because you can get all the latest stats right inside the app and see who is heating up. Once the game starts, that's when things get really interesting. You combine your live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Look, lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Guys, it's FanDuel.com/hammer. That's how you can get in, not just with the stats and all the information like that, but to place the bets, and not just on what you might be thinking of, like tonight's game involving the local ball club, the baseball team. Sure, you can do that, but you can also hop over to pro basketball at the playoffs, four teams left, hockey, the teams left. Like, find the bet or bets that works for you. How many wins the football team's going to have over under there? All the opportunities available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. This is the day. One way or the other, we're going to know. All right, so.
He's talking to you, Joe. Don't be a fool anymore.
No, he's saying this is it. This is it. Guys, we've been waiting, you know, a couple months now to find out whether this thing stays or goes. We're going to know by the time we go to bed tonight. All right, one other.
You need 24 votes.
Yeah. They do.
That's daunting.
It's a big number. It is. All right,
75%.
Two other things before we quickly go to the phones. Number one, you may have noticed in segment one, I was pushing John there a little bit. Pushing him. Not literally. Figuratively. In this discussion. Why was I pushing John? John, because as you know, as a football guy, football guys like you and I know this, iron sharpens iron.
Joe's practicing for the same debate that he's doing.
Did you just compare yourself to John Ritchie as a football guy?
Well, I'm comparing myself to guys like Trot and Bergie, the really tough, big, strong guys through the years with the Eagles. Reggie, Jerome, Seth Joyner.
Not Hugh Douglas, though, right?
Hugh Douglas. No, right. Hugh, great player.
You're not even Matt McCoy. What are we doing
Matt McCoy. So the reason I say that certainly is not to prepare myself. It's to prepare John. Because John today has to go in the octagon at 7:40 against Blake Eskin. Now
What did Hugh say to you about
Hugh? Hugh was great yesterday. Hugh was great. He said people in his personal life were getting to him saying Joe's disrespecting you, and he was laughing it off.
He was awesome like
Hugh
that.
He was awesome.
Yeah, you're lucky that he was awesome like that. I think it's the biggest takeaway.
All right, James, Eskin versus Ritchie today. So the topic would be, is Jalen Hurts elite? Now, you can debate whether he is or not. Some will, some won't.
We have, yeah.
We have. Can you even debate who's a better debater? No,
I'm not a debater. I'm not claiming.
That's my concern for you, John.
What is that?
That's my concern,
John.
I don't understand this concept.
So I just want you to know, I was pushing your first segment to try to help
you. Spike's going to come in like a spider monkey. He is going to be. It's a joke from Ricky Bobby.
Okay.
I'm like a spider monkey.
Okay.
He's going to come in hot, dude. Like, he is Spike, it like gets angry about, like, in the moment. Like, John, you need to bring it. I'm telling you.
I don't know exactly how to bring a debate.
Well, you're just debating with reason.
That will crush your
little
face.
Bit different.
I need that, John Ritchie. I will crush your face, right. John
Look,
Ritchie.
Look, you believe Jalen's elite. Just
and you're right. Jalen is elite.
So why
you are
we have
in
to
the
do
right
like
here.
An intro and a like, what are the different stages?
We'll have some
of
opening
debating?
Statements. We'll have some opening statements
opening
and then crossfire.
Closing
crossfire.
Statements.
Yeah.
And crossfire.
Oh, that's a good job.
Take a wild shot that John Ritchie's not in favor of the debate.
It does. It does appear that way, which maybe is why he got his ass kicked when he ran for, you know, what was it? The low level state senate.
Don't be rude.
I mean, come on. At least go to Washington if you're going to run for something. All right. So
the gall.
Oh, man.
All right. The other thing I want to say is AMA today at 7. You ask, we answer. Now, you can ask questions to John, for instance, or me in the prep for our debate process, because later today at 8:30, I take on Elliot on the tush push. Should it stay or go? But we can also have questions about any number of other topics. We got a lot to do today. So AMA, get those questions in, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, and hop aboard the phone lines, 215-592-9494. And if you have some advice for John for his 7:40 square off in the octagon against Spike Eskin. Give him some advice. You got about an hour and 20 minutes to get in. Help the guy out.
We also had a lot of people from within the NovaCare building talking about football yesterday.
We did.
In interesting ways.
We did, and we're going to play a lot of that audio.
We haven't talked about the A.J. Brown. I don't even know what that was.
Which comment?
I thought it was hilarious. His 1 yard.
Oh, yeah. That was brilliant. Funny.
I thought that really was. I felt like that's going to be at the ESPYs. I felt like that really is a big deal.
Well, we're going to play that audio and more. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Tush, push, in or out, why or why not. Matt kicks us off. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Happy to be here this morning. Thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure to have you on the program, buddy.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm calling actually from New York City, Manhattan. I grew up in Cheltenham in Philadelphia.
Nice.
Long-time listener, long-time Philadelphia sports fan. I teach school here in New York City, so my middle school students are all hyped up in the Knicks and the Mets, man. So I have to battle with that. But I'm hearing you this morning, and I've been still defending the Eagles all year to my students, and I'm just like, how do you have somebody next to you who – whether, you know, you word it the way I'm going to word it as legend, like John Ritchie, who has played this game. He has been there at eye level. In addition to being a teacher, I've also been I worked on Wall Street as a trader for years. I'm a CrossFit coach.
Yep.
I take advice from people who I know more, who know more than I do. I don't doubt your veracity and your knowledge. I mean, you certainly
Nor should you, sir.
But right. But on the other hand, and you know what? I don't even want to debate, you know, the whole hammer thing, because that I'd lose. But the reality
Indeed you would.
Well, you know, I'm going to get
maybe.
But the reality
what's the punchline? I'm waiting for this punchline.
We have an intelligent man who's actually played this game, who's seen it at eye level, who knows things that you and I just could never know. He sees things that you and I could never see. He's literally telling you, this is not anything but a football play.
Matt, may I ask you a question, sir?
You certainly may.
When John Ritchie, and I agree with you, outstanding, well above average fullback, not a Rathman or a Moose, but an outstanding football player who I respected and admired, when he played the game, was the tush push legal?
No.
Correct.
But what is that? But it is now, and you are actually sitting here.
But
saying,
rules
you know
change, sir.
Team.
Rules change. You can be in the paint in basketball.
Sir.
You can't. You can run. You cannot run a zone in the NBA. You can. Things change, my man. Things change.
So I don't understand the why are you advocating for
because
that
the
change
po- because
when you know
the,
it helps us.
Well, no. So I feel dirty about that. All jokes
don't
aside,
don't feel
Matt.
That dirty.
No, no.
You don't. Look at you. You look at you laughing. That's what
it's smiling, no, cackling over there.
Come on, Matt. You know I bleed green. You know I'm a big Eagles fan.
I think if we cut you open, cheese is coming out.
Look, Matt.
That might be true, too.
But Matt, it's the push. No. All jokes aside, because obviously I'm playing around a bit here. But it is the push. It is the push that I think is garbage. I think it's bad for the league.
You've got players like Maialata, who is a rugby man, who has told you it's not a rugby play. The reality, there are so many things that are ugly looking in football, and for your argument to be this is aesthetically unpleasing, it doesn't hold.
Well,
let
me ask you a question.
It look that different from a QB sneak to you?
Yes, the dramatic.
No,
it's
so ridiculous. Matt,
let me ask you a question. Are you a basketball fan?
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you like all the 3-point shots right now in basketball? They're legal, but do you like it?
Sir, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. So no. I mean, like,
would
I
you like to
Joel
see
Embiid
the would you like
to, three.
Would you like, cuz here's an argument I've considered. Maybe the NBA should cap the number of threes in a game, like 12. You get to shoot 12.
No,
I'm serious.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, you can.
That would be nonsensical, though. I think you need to do something, but I think that would be
crazy.
Look,
that's one argument. Another argument is say, let's have the 3-point shot be 27 feet. Like, there's ways to.
That's a good one.
But here's my point, Matt. Because of how the public reacts to things in a game and the aesthetics of it, rules change sometimes, right? True? True.
Yeah, but I want to say that they have glommed onto this idea that it's aesthetically unpleasing just because that's a way to get rid of it. That's just nonsense.
Okay. Hey, Matt, good call, buddy. Good luck with the kids up there, man. Good work being a teacher. You got it, my man. 215-592-9494. So I can bob and weave and jab.
It's a lot of sirs. You guys were going back and forth like, yeah, you, sir. No, you, sir.
Why did that happen?
Because I'm in debate mode. I'm preparing for a debate with honor and integrity. And, you know, I'm not going to be one of those candidates that puts down my opponent. I will let his words put himself down.
When did you
down.
Become a candidate?
Well, I won't be for about 20 years.
Boy,
but.
John.
All right. Your chance to win Phillies tickets. We get to that. Your reaction to that first phone call, you can hit that. Plus, something Sirianni said yesterday upon getting the new contract and, you know, meeting with the media yesterday. And the Phils last night will celebrate their continued success. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Let me talk about my good friends at Lexus at Cherry Hill, where I've been leasing cars for over a decade. I'll be getting in my RX 350 with three teenagers this weekend, heading down the shore for Memorial Day weekend. One of the big reasons that I work with Lexus at Cherry Hill, why I love working with them, is the people and the service you'll receive when you enter the dealership. 2025 Lexus models are in. They're moving fast. And Lexus at Cherry Hill, they are a 7-time certified J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience. You'll witness that. You'll see it when you head in. Stop in and see Tony.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
LaBelle and his team, they'll take great care of you. They'll help guide you to the Lexus of your dreams with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Another thing to really love about Lexus of Cherry Hill, they are veteran-owned and operated business. Face it, you deserve a Lexus and you deserve award-winning customer service. So start your journey today at Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel or online at LexusofCherryHill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family-owned and operated.
One ball, no strikes, sends Atello with a pitch. Swung on, bouncer, left side, diving, can't get it, Shunk. It's down the left field line. Two runs are going to score. Harper's trying for second, and he is safe at second base. And Harper, with a hustle two-run double, has put the Phillies on top here in the first.
Well, you just heard right there that, you know, between Ria's update and that Bryce Harper double, probably the two main highlights from the Phils last night. Wasn't all the runs they scored, but, you know, the one early. I mean, look, it's one of those things where the first three runners get on, and you have a 2-0 lead, three batters into the game. And they needed a little bit more because the relievers gave up some runs late. But you kind of knew, like, Phils are in good shape. And here's the deal, guys. Phils are in great shape now. I mean, they are They are cooking right now. They really are playing some outstanding baseball and are on pace for 101 wins, which, jeez, John, given where they were in April and where the conversation was even in early May, that's quite a surge.
Well, I am excited about the way that Bryce is finally sort of coming alive, and it feels like a lot of the guys are just getting tuned up, sort of timed up.
Yeah.
They're offensively speaking, people are feeling pretty good right now, and I hope it's not because of the level of play, you know, of the competition.
It's part of it.
I know that normally when you head out to the West Coast, it does make things a little more challenging, and so, you know, you factor that in also. But, you know, the Rockies, not great.
All-time worst ever. They're the first team in the history of baseball to lose 40 of their first 48 games.
That's pretty bad.
Since 1900.
The Phillies have done exactly what they should do to a team like
that. That's important. And that's not always what we've seen in the past. So it feels like we are, you know, we know how good we are. And now that we finally have Bryce joining the party,
yeah,
it feels like things could get crazy. You know, just in time for the summer.
No, it's great.
Things are going to take off.
Devin, when you're down there for the home games, which you are, you know, quite a bit when mm-hmm. they are home, do you notice anything different in the clubhouse?
Nothing like specifically different. I did ask Rob Thompson, I think it was like 2 weeks ago when they really started getting, you know, on a winning roll and just looking like a better overall baseball team, especially offensively, like what the biggest change he noticed was, you know, numbers aside. And he said it was just confidence. He said it was, you know, knowing that you can come back from being down late in the game and still win. And that instills a ton of confidence in the guys. And he said that that's been massive for them. And I guess it took a little bit to get that going in the clubhouse and within, you know, the team, but it's clearly working right now.
It's going to be really interesting as time goes on to find out if Aaron Nola is the outlier, meaning the player who you expect a lot from who stinks, or rebounds the way Bryce has rebounded and some others have rebounded. So, you know, he's, I think, the biggest question mark right now on the negative side.
Well, the bullpen is.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
I'm giving you an individual player.
Sure, but,
yes, but
the bullpen
yes.
is by far the biggest question mark with this team.
That's right. The bullpen as a whole. That's true. All right, here's the deal. So you can weigh in, obviously, on the Phils. Another, you know, solid win last night. I mean, again, it's not spectacular. They didn't beat the, you know, 1985 Bears, but that would be something. That would be something. That would be something. It's the 2024 Phils. I just hope it's a baseball game if they played the 85 Bears. All right, here's the deal. You can comment on the Phils. You can comment on the Tush Push. Also, when you call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Phils. Fighting Phils taking on the Cubs. Game coming up in a few weeks, June 11th, afternoon game, 105, Citizens Bank Park. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. That's Phillies.com. Here's how you win the tickets today. You got to give us a great scary movie scene. You got to give us the scariest movie scene. Why? Because on this day, that means May the 21, yeah, 1908. That's right, over 100 years ago, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde debuts as a movie considered by many the first horror movie. Now, for scary scenes in a movie, obviously many come from horror movies, but not all do. There's non-horror movies that are scary. Reaching to your bag of tricks, ladies and gentlemen, give us, in your opinion, the scariest movie scene of all time. I will just tell you the disclaimer, the, you know, better chance to win if it's a movie we're all familiar with. Give us an answer at 215-592-9494. Scariest movie scene, John, what comes to mind for you?
The Exorcist.
Which scene?
The spin around scene.
Haymaker.
Just nothing could have prepared me. and I was, you know, I thought I was ahead of the curve as a kid watching the scary stuff. I thought, this is going to be cool. Man, it did me in. Being the little kid who watched that, I couldn't shake it.
So this is where I got to give my Exorcist story, because we shouldn't talk Exorcist without me giving you some insight.
Yeah, it's a story.
Whether you believe this or not, and this was stated to me by a Georgetown priest, So I was walking through Georgetown in 95 when I was applying to Georgetown, and of course got completely rejected because I was nowhere near up to standard. Even though I thrilled her siblings to go there, that's a whole other matter. I mean, that's when you know you're
that's like ultimate legacy, three right. older siblings.
That's when you didn't deserve it. When you get dinged and there's three in there, you get dinged. All right.
Man.
So here's the deal. Walking through Georgetown's campus, me, my sister, and a Georgetown priest that she was friends with. And the exorcist comes up because we pass the exorcist stairs, which are right there. And I said, oh, what a bunch of garbage. You know, I'd seen the movie. What a bunch of garbage. You know, Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, Joe, actually, he goes, I'm one of the relatively few people in the world that have heard the tapes from that little girl, because it was based on a true story. And there was a little girl, and it is believed that there was, an exorcism, and that she was, demonic. Is that the term you'd say?
Yeah.
Possessed by demons.
Yes. Yeah.
And I said, what a bunch of garbage. She said, no, actually, I heard the tapes, and here's what is true. She spoke an ancient foreign language that she could never have had any insight that this language existed. She spoke it fluently backwards. He said, when you would listen to the tapes backwards, she was speaking a language that no longer was spoken in common society, and she spoke it fluently. Make of that what you will, but that was said to me in 1995. Devin, I see your face like, holy hell.
No, that is, it's creepy.
I've spoken to priests also, Joe.
Yeah,
we used to have, the team priest and the team chaplain, and there was... two groups the Saturday before games that would meet, and I talked to the chaplains and the priests about some of that stuff just through the years.
They believe it.
Yeah. There was never that stuff's a bunch of hogwash. It was serious talk,
which makes the exorcist scene more scary.
No doubt.
Right, right. All right.
Oh,
so,
man.
Guys, think about it. What's the scariest scene you've ever seen from a movie? Doesn't have to be based on a real life, because most of these obviously aren't. You can win Phillies tickets. Devin, what do you got as an answer?
The Ring. That was like the first movie that really shook me as, I don't even want to say a kid. I think it was like a teenager when it came out. But when the girl climbs out of the TV.
The TV, that's a good one.
Seltzer, a scary scene.
So this is, it's scary, but it's almost more upsetting than scary.
Okay.
But there are very few, I watch every horror movie. I'm a horror movie junkie.
Yep.
There are very few times I have to stop the movie and take a breath. I'll just say the scene in Hereditary, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay,
that scene.
I like
a setup.
I had to pause it and catch my breath. I was really so shook by it. I had to stop the movie and collect myself.
Wow.
And that's probably happened two or three times ever.
Well presented, James. Ray, what do you got as an answer here?
So I was a little kid when The Shining came out.
Yep.
And my oldest brother, Billy, had a date with his girlfriend. But he had to watch me.
Mm-hmm.
So he took me on the date to see The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think my mother ever forgave him for it, because the nightmares, the twins in the hallway at the elevator.
Yep.
And even when I watch it as an adult, still, I mean, I'm looking at it right now.
Yep.
And it's giving me the chills.
All right. Give us, obviously, a lot of great answers here. Give me, in your opinion, what is the best answer ever for the scariest movie scene of all time? 215-592-9494. You can win the Phillies tickets. Let's go to the phones. We're going to get to something coming up shortly. Sirianni said yesterday about, what he's been through, and obviously moving forward, obviously, based on the past and all that's been accomplished, and also all that's been experienced. Let's go to Dave in Wilmington. Dave, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
Early today.
Yeah, that's different.
So before I get to my trivia point, Joe, because it's debate week, I'm going to quote Billy Madison, which is NBA 3-point take.
Yep.
That is the most insanely crazy thing. We are all now dumber for having.
Well, Dave, they got to do something. I mean, look, here are their options. Let it continue as is, meaning you can shoot an unlimited number of threes from where the three currently is. That's option one. Option two, move the three-pointer back. Option three, eliminate the corner three by having it just shoot out toward the sideline. Option four is just cap the number of threes you can shoot. Option five is eliminate the three-pointer. I mean, it's one of those five. So I'm just trying to be... I'm just trying to present a possibility, because here's what I do know, Dave. They should not let it continue the way it is. It's bad for the sport.
Well, again, your opinion on everybody on the sport, isn't everybody's opinion.
No, you're right. No, Dave, you're right about that. But we do know there's empirical evidence that during the regular season, it's been a great playoff. There's no question. But during the regular season, ratings have gone down quite a bit. You can't argue that. And I think the three-point shot is part of the reason. Not the main thing, but it's part of it.
You just feel like it's made the game too boring and
predictable. Yeah, just chuck a three, chuck a three, chuck a three, chuck a three. It's hurt the center. It's hurt the classic power forward. The flow of the game. It leads to long rebounds. And then you got the back tap thing. Let's back tap. You ready for a new rule for me? If you don't catch the ball as the offensive team on a rebound, if you don't catch it,
it goes to the other team.
No more back tap.
So I don't hate, serious. I get it, but that's something that actually would make the game longer. Like, they'd have to stop play so many times to give the ball over. You know what I mean?
Don't back tap.
I get it, but I don't think I don't think that's a viable solution.
Maybe not, but I'm trying to improve the game, and I would consider that. Because I do think the back tap, I mean, if you really think about what the heart of it is, it's I'm not trying to get the rebound. I'm trying to tip it to a teammate to get the rebound. That's not fun to watch. And when you couple it with three-pointers, which lead to rebounds that clank out 6-7 feet, that's not fun. I want to see two big men battle down low to catch the ball. Not, you know, some 6'6 guy try to tip it to a 6'3 guy. Doesn't appeal to me.
I think there should be a new position in sports called the aesthetic art director. And I think Joe DeCamera should, like, be in charge.
Clearly. No, I don't disagree. I mean, that on the road to the presidency, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Dave, you want the tush push to stay, don't you?
Well, I can tell you that either way, we're going to come up with something to, you know, to negate it. Negate them sticking out, but you and the entire NFL sound like that kid in the living room losing in Madden because I keep running the same play. Well, stop the play, and then you won't have that problem.
It's a big argument. That's a big argument for it. Dave, give me a great answer for a scary movie scene.
Well, my entire life has been scarred by this scene because of the crawling under the skin when the alien pops out.
Oh, sure.
God. Yeah.
Dave, you got it, bud. Appreciate that call right there. Let's also get to the Twitter poll question of the day because it actually goes back to yesterday's program. So we had a show yesterday to give away Phillies tickets in which we were trying to figure out the best TV duo of all time. Now, by the end of the show, we had so many great answers, we didn't know what to go with. And we said, all right, we'll let the people decide tomorrow through a poll. So we've narrowed these down to 9 that are still eligible to win for the best TV duo of all time. Twitter poll question of the day. We're going to do a different poll each hour, different choices each hour. First hour is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question number one. Which of these is the best TV duo of all time? Is it A, Bert and Ernie, B, Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, C, Crockett and Tubbs, meaning Miami Vice? 3 totally different choices, to say the least. Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Bert and Ernie, Kirk and Spock, Tubbs and Crockett. Best answer. I mean, we'll see what emerges, and whichever one emerges will be in the finals of the 9 o'clock hour. And through this, someone from yesterday's show can win Phillies tickets. Now, Nick Sirianni never needs to
win. I don't know if anyone has any. What? Do you have any idea? Crockett and Tubbs, they were the coolest pairing.
They're cool.
I mean, like, and then some in the world.
They were really
for
cool.
A chunk of time.
They were.
I mean, 1986 era, that was where it was at.
Younger, Michael Mann, I mean, you know, all those movies, Michael Mann is Miami Vice.
Yeah, problem is younger folks on Twitter.
Agree. Yeah, I don't know agree. Who that is.
40 years
I don't
ago.
Think they've stayed as culturally relevant or close to as cultural as they once were. Yeah.
They haven't. Look, the correct answer is Bert and Ernie. But
I agree with you.
We'll figure it out. Well, you'll figure it out. At Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Speaking of figuring it out, Nick Sirianni certainly has figured out a lot from where he was when things started with the Eagles. And let's be real, where things were even earlier in his life. Because, you know, anyone that joins Philadelphia Sports joins after, to that point, years of experience in their childhood and early adulthood before they, you know, as a head coach, crank it up. Sirianni's cranked it up. He's been through a lot. Interesting answer yesterday. And he names 3 specific things, 3 things, when talking about his growth and overcoming adversity. Here's Sirianni yesterday.
Everybody that is striving to, you know, reach the top of the mountain or, you know, whatever it is, like we try to do every single year, adversity is going to be there regardless. And I really look at any adversity that I've ever been through in my life, you know, whether it was my leg injury in 2001, whether it was my dad going through cancer, whether it was the collapse of our season, you know, us kind of falling apart at the end of the 2023 season and finishing 1-6, every one of those things, whether it's scrutiny from, like you said, from your first press conference, I can look at the good in all those things and find good in all those things and how it's shaped me to be who I am today and has made me better as a result of it.
There is no question adversity can break you or adversity can make you. And I think in a lot of ways, John, it's made this guy. It's really impressive. And I think the same thing goes with Jalen, with the way he has handled, obviously, a lot of twists and turns that we're aware of, from getting benched at Alabama, coming in as a backup, like the whole thing. Yeah. Both, I am so struck, even though their personalities are so different, I am so struck how both of them went, and of course, 2023 being said in that answer, they both stunk down the stretch in 2023, and they both, you know, learned from it and grew from it. I mean, it's noteworthy that when he lists, and he could have named more, obviously, but top of his head, he comes up with three things that shaped him through adversity, and one of the three was 2023 Eagles, right there with his dad having cancer and a major leg injury for a guy that loved playing football. I mean, it's an interesting answer right there.
It's funny that they sort of have been going in opposite directions. We've talked about how their personalities were just so vastly different to start. And now they're sort of, you know, like Nick, what we've seen is he has subdued things a little bit. You know, like he's sort of pulled back and he says nothing. Like he's saying so much less than what he once did. And he wanted to answer and then some. He wanted to give everyone what they wanted.
That's right. I agree with that.
In those press conferences. And like he, I guess now, somewhere along the way realized like he couldn't do it the way he was doing.
Well, when he would go off script, the problem was when he would start raising his voice and get really excited, and then all of a sudden, I don't mean raising his voice in an angry way, he would get excitable. Mm-hmm. And when he would get excitable, if you're Howie and Smolinski and Lurie are like, oh no, he's going off the rails, something's about to pop out.
But you'd think they'd be concerned.
I think the Jalen Nick thing, though, the thing that always tied them together, even though they had different personalities, is they're both obsessed with football, defined by football in a way that a lot aren't.
I agree with
that. We've seen so many people come through the city. They're like top tier in terms of like football is my life. It is everything. And they have that in common. And I think that's kind of where they kind of were able to come back together.
I agree entirely.
That's what means the most to them. Look, they see those commonalities.
Yeah.
And so where Nick is toning it down, Jalen is actually forcing himself to be a little more, vivacious, to be a little more, old Nick, where he gives a little longer answer.
Meet in the middle a little bit.
I think so.
I don't know if Jalen's ever going to be vivacious.
No.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
More audio from yesterday. Sirianni said a lot hurts. Some of the players, Mulata, A.J. Brown, we'll get to that. You can react to it. What's your reaction? Again, Nick Sirianni lists three things there. And one of the three is the 2023 Eagles collapse as adversity that shaped them. That's on the table. Phil's win last night. Tush push. Today's decision day. Plus AMA up ahead. Your chance also today to win Phillies tickets and more. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on a busy day on 94 WIP.
Hey, baseball fans. There's no better place to bet the long ball than BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Swing confidently on your home run bet with BetMGM's no sweat home run token. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your token. Then, activate your token when you place a bet on any player to hit a home run. If you lose your bet, you will receive your stake back in bonus bets. BetMGM is the best place to bet the long ball. So don't miss out on their lineup of exciting promotions for the MLB season. The action is on deck at BetMGM, the king of the big swing. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.